What's up, y'all? Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K, and I'm super excited to be here as always. And whether we are joining together collectively as we refocus and recenter our breath and take some time in a breathing meditation, or if we are just chit-chatting about the things that really matter in life, I'm always excited to be here with you. So as we dive into this week's episode, I encourage you to grab you a cup of coffee, find you a comfy seat, and let's just get it going. Hey, you guys, and welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. Thanks for joining me. I'm super excited to get into today's topic, but I have a few housekeeping items to get to. So whether you are enjoying this, you know, while you're driving, maybe taking a walk, maybe on a lazy Saturday afternoon, or maybe even a self-care Sunday, you took some time for yourself and this was on the list of things that you decided to do. I appreciate you joining. This information and this topic is very near and dear to my heart. And I really, really want us to get into, you know, the weeds of what this is. And so I wanted to start a series of community topics and things that affect multiple people in the different communities and really address that. And so today's topic is going to be one that I think you will find enjoyable, educational, and I needed a guest to join me for today. And so I reached out to the first and closest person I could. And so I want to introduce you guys to my special guest. Go ahead and grab your coffee. If you're like me, you know, there's never a bad time for coffee, or maybe just a sip of some nice water with a slice of lemon on the side. Whatever you're choosing to do, it is up to you. No shade, no judgment. Grab it and let's get started. So I want to introduce you to my special guest. His name is Julian Dunn. He is a VP branch retail exec from BBVA and PNC Bank, where he offers a wide range of financial solutions for the consumer and the business-minded person, everything from loans and refinances and, you know, home equity line of credits and all of that, you know, financial talk, financial speak, he can assist you with. And, you know, in his spare time, he enjoys photography. It's his passion and it's love. I've used him personally for my own self and my kids and my family, so I can certainly speak to his professionalism and his work. And he's been in it for such a long time, like forever, it feels like. It's just something that he picked up when he was younger and has just developed into something that he absolutely excels at. And so I reached out to someone that I knew was a Black man and that understood the importance of mental health. And so if you have a need for any of his services, financial and or photography, please take a look at my show notes. You will see his contact information, his website where you can reach him for business. That is going to be there. So just, you know, have a look at that and take a peek. But for now, let's get this party started. Thank you again for joining us. Hey, Julian, so glad that you're here. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations.
Well, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're just going to jump right into this subject about Black men and mental health. You know, I approached you about this just having a candid conversation because a lot of times I feel like, you know, for me, this particular group of the human race is obviously very special to me. And I feel like a lot of times y'all are left out of the conversation in regards to mental health. What do you think about that?
I think you're right on the spot with that. You know, a lot of times we as Black men, you know, we don't grow up with the role models of seeing our fathers go to the hospital or uncles or brothers, things of that nature. So, you know, just kind of going through life and, you know, watching the, you know, things that, you know, our Black men, our family, loved ones succumb to. And it's almost like awakening before we decide to say, you know what, I want to be around. I want to be around for my kids. I want to be around to have a future. Taking care of you is very important. That should be number one.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, that's a huge part of my platform and what I believe as far as like what you should be doing in order for you to have a long, healthy life. And addressing your mental health is extremely important. So absolutely. What does mental health mean to you?
Well, I think, you know, having the cerebral intelligence, being able to really be able to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you have to love yourself. You know, I think so often, to be honest, you know, we say that we love ourselves, but it's hard to practice that when you don't see that or haven't had an example in front of you that show you that. And so often, you know, in life, we go through life really just kind of, you know, duplicating the models that were in front of us that were faulty from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, so, you know, when we fail at, you know, love, life, or just different things in general, then we become more social conscious. You know, we have to be able to do better because now that I know better, so I expect better.
I love that. How do you even get to that point, though, where you understand that you need to look at life differently or that you need help in assisting, you know, coming to that place? How do you even get to that place to begin with?
You know, let me tell you, honestly, you know, losing my father to cancer, you know, so often, you know, we as Black men, when we lose someone important in our family. And not only that, you have to understand your family history of health, you know, so part of, you know, trying to overcome things or get around things or be better so you can have longevity down the road mm-hmm. is understanding the history of what has so calmed many of your family members or loved ones around you, you know, to go on and not have, you know, be in a position where they're here.
Mm-hmm.
I made a conscious effort to say, I want to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to be here, you know, I have to be transparent. I have to be open. I have to overcome my fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because going to the doctor wasn't something on the regular that I was used to seeing growing mm-hmm. up. You know, so if you didn't break your arm or almost kill yourself, you know, mm-hmm. when you was a child doing mm-hmm. things, playing outside, you maybe rarely seen the doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you know, if the doctor wasn't part of your family, you know, going to a practice to see all the time, even dentists, when you even get into the dentist, healthy teeth,
mm-hmm.
you know, having healthy gum lines, mm-hmm. all those things are still part of health.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to practice those things is very important, mm-hmm. you know, so being able to pass that down to your kids, I think is very important.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I feel like, especially in the Black community, that you would see in regards to mental health specifically is there was always that one somebody either in the neighborhood or in your family that everybody knew was off. They were just a little bit off. And it was an understanding that, you know, so-and-so down the street, you know, don't mess with him. He's a little off. I feel like, especially in regards to mental health, we did not really learn how to do that from the beginning. And I feel like it affected Black men the most. What do you think?
Yeah, because honestly, I think we as Black men, we're taught to not, you know, show any type of weakness or, you know, anything that we feel that make us feel like less of a man because, you know, mental health is one of those processes. So we always had to be hard or be the lion, so to speak. And, you know, learning to balance that lamb is very hard for Black men to have the balance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, dealing with the mental aspect of it, because a lot of times people have issues, but they don't seek a help, mm-hmm. rather if that's counseling, whether that's, you know, just dealing with, you know, the issue of, you know, how can I coexist? How can I be a better man so I can be a better man to my wife, better mm-hmm. man, you know, to my daughter, etc. Because the mental health plays so much with that because of the stress levels that I think men just take on in general and not having a proper way to release that. You know, those things add up over years.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, that type of impact without proper seeking of the resources and counseling mm-hmm. behind that, it really sets us up for failure.
Yeah, that's very true. And you can't really, if you haven't been shown that example, it's hard to get to that space. And so I feel like you've reached a point where you can balance, you know, soft and hard, you know, easy and challenging. You can kind of balance those emotions a bit, probably better than you could have when you were younger. How did you get to that point?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, I think the best lesson in life sometimes is just life, going through it. You know, we always had someone tell you this is what's going to happen and how you're going to go through life. But, you know, when you're young and you think you know it all, we all been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the best lesson is life, you know, and so, you know, being able to be honest with yourself. You know, mm-hmm. when you hit those spots where you feel you have failed in certain parts of life, and you know, that's part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell fail early, mm-hmm. you know, because you learn from those lessons, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, whether if it's relationship, life, whatever, you learn from it. So, you know, if you understand where you've been, you can understand where you're going,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so in order for us to get there, we have to be honest with each other. We have to look in that mirror and say, you know what, there's some things I still need to work on,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
And so in order to be the best version of me, I got to seek the resources to get me there.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot have true peace if I don't have the true loveness for myself,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that. And now we're going to just, you know, have a little bit of honesty too in regards to that. What, if any, experience have you had with getting assistance with mental health for you, for yourself?
Well, you know, honesty, let me tell you, you know, I would probably say the biggest thing for me is, you know, going through a divorce, you know, the mental aspect of understanding signs of depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we as men, when we go through things in life that shake our world, understanding your body give you signs, understanding you may act abnormal out of situations that normally you wouldn't act.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that have to do with, you know, maybe stress levels of things that you're going through in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce is like a death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything dies. You know, so learning to build yourself back up again, seeking counseling.
Mm-hmm. So you did counseling.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm a big advocate of seeking out counseling.
Was that a challenge for you?
No.
Get that assistance?
No, using your resources, you know, understanding that I had the resources. The key is maybe finding someone I felt like that can relate to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that was very important as a Black man, you know, finding another man of color, you know, that has the background and the expertise to be able to counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, feeling that someone looked like me that I can speak to and speak about the pain.
Right.
You know, so, you know, because people that are hurting hurt people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and so the reality is if you don't deal with that piece of segment in your life, you know, all you're doing is just ripping the Band-Aid back and forth.
Right.
You know, is what that is. So you can't be the best version of you if you truly don't be honest with yourself and do the work and get the counseling, get the help, do what you have to do. So you can be the best you.
Yeah, I like that. And I'm sure it took a lot of, it takes guts to really look at yourself in the mirror like that and say, I need help. I cannot do it by myself. And regardless of what you might be going through, or somebody who's listening is going through some kind of really challenging time in their life. I mean, we all have been affected by the pandemic in one way or another. And so it's been challenging, you know, whether even if before then there was like a, you know, a loss of income or, you know, stability, that's very, very possible as well. You know, loss of a job or a change in your, in whatever happened, any kind of change is going to produce a challenge. And so it's very important for you to have that conversation with yourself and be honest and say, if I need help, I need to reach out and get help. Jalene, what is your advice for young people who might be looking at or listening to this and saying, you know, I don't want to wait until I have to go through something to learn it. What can I do now to avoid pitfalls and challenges in regards to taking care of myself mentally? What can I do? What would you say, just as a Black man coming from your own experiences, what would you say to that young man in front of you right now?
Well, man, that's a deep question. You know, I'm gonna look at it like this. If I could talk to the young me, versus where I'm at now in life, I would have told the young me to take my time and enjoy life and learn to really love you. Mm. You know, so often, you know, we find people in life to try to fill areas of our life where we have voids. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we do that, it really takes us out of the lane of focusing on us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and then you going out of the lane of taking care of you or focusing on you, that can be years down the road, you know, for some people. You know, and so, you know, if I had to talk to my old self, the younger version of me, I would have said, love you a little more. Love you a little more. Take time. Don't mm-hmm. rush into relationships. Don't rush, you know, into, you know, fatherhood. Don't rush into, I should have took more time, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, if I would have took the time, I'd have made better choices, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. So, you know, again, when you don't, you know, have that example in front of you, it's a, how can I love if I don't know how to love?
Right.
You know, right. I mean, how can I be the, you know, a better father if I didn't know what that looked like? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if, you know, how can I be supportive and be nurturing to my wife if I didn't know what that looked like? Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, so going through all those different things and life tribulations and looking back at things now, you know, my inner peace is so important right now. It's number one. And anything that disturbs that, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. You know, so my inner peace, my mental health, being able to go to the doctor now. And as I approach 50 here in another year, you know, being able to get the procedure done. You know, there was always a myth in the community about having someone do what they do while you sleep, feeling violated. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that we have to get past those type of conversations. We have to be honest with each other and have those conversations, particularly as Black men, mm-hmm. Because your health is your wealth. Mm-hmm. You know, it don't make sense to work all your life grinding and hustling, however label you want to put on it, then when you get sick,
getting your bag,
then when you get sick, your savings become your health plan. Mm-hmm. You know, so life is short, you know, so when you have the opportunity to make the right choice because you know better now, then there's no excuses, mm-hmm. you know, so how can we get better together? Mm-hmm. You know, rather if that's eating smarter, you know, moving smarter, mm-hmm. You know, I want to work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. Same goes with our mental health. you know, let's be smarter about the things that we do, how we engage. Your body gives you signs and signals when you know, if your environment is disturbed or your vibe is disturbed, your body gives you signals of that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to ground ourselves just like we're standing on the earth. Mm-hmm. We have to ground ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's almost like you're building a foundation all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wish I knew now what I knew then.
Yeah.
You know, to make better choices.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad to still be here, to be in this position, be able to have this conversation with you and have honest conversations across the board, because I think we as men, just men in general,
mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be more open and more transparent, mm-hmm. you know, about our feelings. It doesn't make us feel soft or look any less.
Mm-hmm.
We cry, we hurt too. But instead of us holding that on the inside, we need to be able to express that in a positive way, mm-hmm. be able to find positive ways to release that energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how you ended that, just because it's so important. I feel like that what I like to call the boomer generation, and I'm on the edge of the boomer generation, so I can't be all like, wow, okay, boomer. But I like how you put that, because I feel like for such a long time, men, and especially Black men, you were taught you can't cry, you can't show emotion, you can't, you know, so many things went into what made a man be a man. And now I feel like you guys are coming into this space where it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to express the fact that you're not okay. It's a changing of the guards. And I feel like the younger generation, you know, my kids' age and such, they're a little bit more open about their feelings and how they're feeling. And they express it a little bit better than we did, or what we were able to, or what your generation was able to. So definitely coming a long way. I love the advice that you gave younger you. I love the way that you put that. Just taking your time and really evaluating that. And then just to kind of tie it all up and put a nice little bow on it, it's important for you to protect your peace. And you mentioned that as well, and how that, what that looks like. But can you just to sum it up for us, give us a picture of what protecting your space and your peace looks like to you?
Wow. And I'm working through that. And let me say, I'm still modifying that. Honestly, I think right now it's been able to take time to have that inner peace. You know, example would be being able to go to bed on time, proper rest, waking up. You know, I come to realize that if I'm not going to remember something 5 minutes later, then it's not worth the stress. You know, so the earlier you learn to let stuff go, as Jay-Z say, dust your shoulders off.
Is that who said it?
You know, so, you know, when you can learn to not allow things to affect you, things that used to affect you in your earlier days that don't affect you in a more finer whiner of you, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is growth, you know, and so you begin to weed out things that are not good for you, you know, and so when you get to that point, you begin to feel the happiness, and natural things will migrate to you that is for you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So right now, you know, it's really about getting back a line. God first, putting God first. Sometimes we kind of deter, you know, from that a little bit. But when you start bringing it all back in line and putting your focus where it should be, which is you,
mm-hmm.
Everything becomes much clearer. As they say, you become woke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and,
yeah.
So when you become woke, the social consciousness,
yeah.
of how you move and who you meet and all those different things like that all begin to align.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know better now, so mm-hmm. you're gonna do better now.
Yeah. So
I end with that: love yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with loving yourself, and the universe will conspire to send you exactly what you need, which is love in all of the forms and all of the ways. So thank you for ending that so beautifully. I appreciate it. Thank you for joining me today on this special episode of Coffee and Conversations. We might have to do this monthly. We'll see. Maybe different topics each month to kind of hit on every piece of who we are. You know, nurse coaching truly is about the whole person. So there's a lot to be said, and he's got a lot to say, so it'll be fun. I love it. Thank you again so much for joining me. You guys are awesome. Remember, you can always share this podcast if you felt like you heard something in it that would be really beneficial for someone that you like or even love. And as always, you can subscribe. I'm available for any kind of feedback. You know how to reach me. My information is available in the show notes. And as always, I tell you every single time that we get together, I appreciate you. Thank you. And be good and live well. Bye, y'all.